This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Let's play ball. There's a hard ground ball to Munn, and it's second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lakenview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4. Lakenview was down 3-2 entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lakenview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly, executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Aiden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lakenview off balance the entire game.
Scores, broadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier, look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come 2 more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing. ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings. It's a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8, and the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game.
ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball, bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1. To Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good afternoon to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing here at Northmont High School. It's the Division IV softball regional semifinals. 2 games for you here today on ScoresBroadcast.com. In game 1, it is Fort Loramie. Outstanding season. Redskins 22-9 on the year against Tri-Village with a mark of 23-1. In our nightcap, first pitch at 5 later on today, it's Minster 27-1, Fayetteville Perry 18-5. Should be one heck of a game. Skies overhead, partly cloudy. Plenty of blue right now. There is a chance for rain around dusk. Hopefully, we are able to comfortably get both of these games in. Wind blowing very stiffly across the field, in from left center to the right field foul line. Fans filing in, good crowd on hand. We expect quite a few more before our first pitch here at 2. Bryant, great day for high school softball. Fun to be a part of it. Looking forward to a very good game. Looks to me like on paper, Fort Loramie might have the experience advantage. Six seniors. Tri-Village starts five sophomores, two freshmen. And I think come tournament time, having a junior-senior-laden club is a big plus.
It absolutely is, and this is something that Fort Loramie has been working towards for a long time. They had one big goal this year of winning the Shelby County Athletic League title outright. They fell a bit short of that. Lost to Rushi on a Saturday afternoon just a couple of weeks ago. I believe the date for that one was on May the 11th. That was a close game that I covered for the Sydney Daily News that day. But they have had a great season, as you noted, 22-9 coming into this one. And after falling just short of that league title, getting a district title was a big deal for them. And that was a fun game this past Saturday when they beat Covington to do it. So like you said, many seniors on this team, and it all starts with Kate Ruenkamp, who has been a four-year pitcher in the circle for the Redskins. So this group has been looking forward to this for a long time. A lot of these girls have big game experience in other sports and have made deep tournament runs in other sports. Now they have in softball as well, and I know they want to keep it going against the Patriots today.
And this game here today for Fort Loramie matches the Redskins' longest tournament run in softball. They reached the regional semifinal back in 2011 and were beaten by Southeastern. Head coach is Brad Turner, such a likable guy, a lot of fun to be around. His first 2 years at Fort Loramie, he was a JV assistant in baseball, including 2007 when the Redskins won the state tournament. He took over the softball program in 2008, and this is Coach Turner's 17th year as the mentor of softball at Fort Loramie. Interestingly enough, on that 2011 team was Jaden Rose's sister, Darian. She was a freshman center fielder. Autumn Turner is on this year's Fort Loramie club, as is Jaden. Autumn Turner's cousin, Macy Turner, was a shortstop on that 2011 Fort Loramie team. So I guess good softball is in the genes.
Yes.
It's in the bloodline.
Yes, it is.
Great day for softball. The weather forecast is much, much better than anticipated. A big window here of about 6 or 7 hours to get in this doubleheader. Again, a lot of sunshine overhead. Wind blowing in could be a pitcher's duel. Runs maybe at a premium. It's going to be all about limiting those free runners, walks, errors, playing tight defense, and moving runners up, manufacturing runs whenever you have a chance.
Yes, that is so big, especially in tournament softball as well. That was something that cost Covington in that Fort Loramie-Covington district final this past week. It's all about who can make the most routine plays. A lot of the hits at Fort Loramie sent to the outfield could have been playable, but Covington had struggles with that. Covington was a little bit shorthanded. Don't know what they were like as far as the outfielders go. But one or two errors, especially if they're in the same inning, can really pile up and lead to a deficit that can be hard to overcome.
Oh, yeah. It elevates as well to the game of college softball. I watched the Big Ten tournament final a week ago. Michigan beat Indiana 3-1. Michigan had three runs, two hits, all three runs unearned. Indiana two big throwing errors in one inning, and that's the ballgame.
Yep, that can be all it takes.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here today, the key building components, defense and pitching, that's for sure, as Bryant noted, make those routine fundamental plays, perform as cleanly on defense as possible. The key building components for Fort Loramie and Tri-Village. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you again, Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We'll return with more pregame from here at Northmont. Beautiful playing complex for high school softball. That is for sure an understatement. Fun to be a part of it here today on scores.broadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Hey, don't forget now, Wygant is developing the Lakeside subdivision in Fort Loramie. If you'd like information on available lots, phone Wygant at 419-628-3107, 419-628-3107, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Again, Wygant is developing Lakeside in Fort Loramie. For information on lots, call Wygant at 419-628-3107. Here is what is at stake today in this regional semifinal. The winner will play the team that triumphs in Game 2 this afternoon, which pits Minster and Fayetteville Perry. The regional championship is slated for Friday at 5 here at Northmont in Clayton on the campus of Northmont High School. Regional championship, 5 o'clock on Friday. And looking down the road, a state semifinal for the Southwest Region champ is next Thursday, May 30th, 10 a.m. in Akron against the Pickerington regional winner. And at Pickerington today, Mechanicsburg plays Portsmouth Notre Dame. In Strasburg, Franklin meets Lucasville Valley. Want to mention head coach of Tri-Village is Emily Osborne, fourth year as the mentor of softball at Tri-Village. She says this is by far her best team of four. It's a young club, very talented. She, by the way, like me, is an IU, Indiana University graduate, and she is assisted by Shane Mead, elementary school principal in the Tri-Village district. Here are your starting lineups for today's game for the visitor, Tri-Village, 23-1 on the year. Leading off the second baseman is Ty Mize. Batting second, third baseman Emma Greer. Hitting third, first baseman Kirsten Wilcox. Batting fourth, the shortstop Cameron Osborne. Hitting fifth, the right fielder Miley Byerly. batting sixth. The catcher, Haley Burke, hitting seventh. The designated player, Kaylee Brandon, batting eighth. Center fielder, Ariana Baker, hitting ninth. The left fielder, Macy Howell. The flex player, who does not hit, is pitcher Elizabeth Poling. She is a sophomore, five sophomores, two freshmen in the starting lineup for Tri-Village. The two ninth graders are Emma Greer and Kaylee Brandon. For Fort Loramie, here is the opening nine plus the flex. Center fielder batting first, Lainey Barhorst. Hitting second, left fielder Claire Hoying. Batting third, shortstop Autumn Turner. In the cleanup spot, Carly Gubo, first baseman, fourth. Fifth, pitcher Kate Ruinkamp. Batting sixth, designated player Morgan Plyman. Seventh, catcher Jaina Ruinkamp. Hitting eighth, right fielder Carissa Meyer. Batting ninth, third baseman Alex Rose. Jaden Rose plays second base. She is the flex. Again, Tri-Village 23-1, Fort Loramie 22-9. We're about 10 to 12 minutes away from the first pitch. It is regional semifinal softball here today from Northmont. Bryant will have no problem checking on balls and strikes. Bright green scoreboard out in right center field. Northmont in yellow gold on top. It's a green board, and those digits, balls, strikes, outs, the numbers for each shine so brightly, and the sun is behind the scoreboard, so we've got a great vantage point.
We absolutely do. This is a fantastic field here at Northmont. Great facilities here at Northmont as well. The Premier Health Stadium over there for football is great. They've had that for a long time. They have a second softball diamond here that's nice. Their baseball diamond is nice. And, of course, we've done many a volleyball and basketball tournament game at the Thunderdome, as they call it, once they had that new arena installed. I guess that's been close to 10 years now. I think that's 8 or 9 years since they put that in and redid that school there, which certainly beats their old gymnasium.
Right.
But great facilities in the GWOC, too. In fact, Centerville is hosting Division III regional softball today. So two of the four regionals at GWOC sites.
We are situated ground level along the first baseline, even with the first base bag at the east end of the Fort Loramie dugout alongside first. A very good vantage point here for this regional semifinal between Fort Loramie and Tri-Village. We return with more pregame in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCon in Minster. SecureCon online at SecureCon.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors: M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back here to Northmont High School. Hello once again. I'm Jack Creamer, along with Bryant Billing. Both teams have had infield practice. We've had the playing of our national anthem. And since we last spoke to you a few minutes ago, we've had another 200 fans or so file in. The outfield fence is lined with spectators down both foul lines, beyond each dugout, and the bleachers behind home plate and alongside first and third are filled to capacity. We are nearing our first pitch. It's Fort Loramie Tri-Village here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
The Fort Loramie Redskins softball team is home. Fort Loramie, the home club. In the field first, Tri-Village hits to start the game. Leadoff batter, second baseman, sophomore Ty Mize, who takes the first pitch. A called strike is barreling in a fastball to open up the game with Kate Gruenkamp on the bump for Fort Loramie. We'll check out the Redskins defensively for you in just a moment. Second pitch to Mize. Ball bunted at home plate, rolling foul into the left-hand batter's box. It's strike two. For Fort Loramie defensively, third base Alex Rose, shortstop Autumn Turner. At second base, Jaden Rose. Carly Gubo at first, outfield left to right. Claire Hoying in left, Lainey Barhorst in center. Carissa Meyer in right. Jaina Ruenkamp behind the plate, sister of pitcher Kate, who whips a speed ball in there, fouled away. It's still 0-2, no balls and two strikes on the batter Mize. 23-1 by way of record for Tri-Village. Only setback came on March 29th to Versailles, 10-9. 11-0 unbeaten mark in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference for Tri-Village. Swing by Mize. She pulls one off the handle along the left field line. It is fair. It is fielded out there by the left fielder of Fort Loramie. Mize digs for two. She slides in safely at second base. Oh, it was mighty close.
It was. That was some aggressive base running there to start this game off.
Hustle play by Claire Hoying, who scooped it up near the stripe and left. The ball landed just a foot or two fair. It stayed inside the chalk. And Mize sped around first, didn't stop. And she's at second to start this game with nobody out. Emma Greer, third baseman, steps in for Tri-Village. which has a player in scoring position with none out here in the top of the first. Scoreboard reads, no balls, two strikes, first two pitches fouled away. There's a bouncing ball, one big hop to second. Routine play there for Jaden Rose. Shovels it to the first baseman, Carly Gubo, for the second out. Or I should say for the first out. And Mize advances from second up to third. And Tri-Village now has the first run of the game parked just 60 feet away at third base. And here is Kirsten Wilcox who steps in. Greer, the previous hitter, hit from the left side. There's a ground ball to short off the bat of Wilcox. It's right at the feet of the shortstop for Fort Loramie, Autumn Turner. She gobbles it up, throws to first, out, run scores, and Tri-Village takes a 1-0 lead. And that's the game of softball, Bryant. Fort Loramie made a couple of routine plays, but Tri-Village took advantage of the opening double, two ground outs, and the Patriots plate a run.
And that was the benefit of the aggressive base running there to help, although we have a hit here.
Cameron Osborne steps in for Tri-Village and spanks a hard ground ball single between the Fort Loramie shortstop and the second base bag as Turner lunged off to her left, couldn't spear it, and it's a base knock for Osborne. 1-0 Tri-Village. With a runner at first, one away, top of the first, here's Miley Byerly, the right fielder. So far, Tri-Village has been cutting at initial pitches to the plate when coming to bat. One ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Byerly. As Ruenkamp has been throwing first pitch strikes, there's a ball pulled foul at third. And it's 1-1 on Byerly.
Tri-Village, a very strong hitting team this year. Their team batting average just a little below 400. On base percentage, just a little below 500.
And this hitter, Byerly, is a 348 hitter on the year. She takes a pitch a little high above the letters, and it's 2-1. Tri-Village has scored. 1-0 Patriots, top of the first. Wind blowing in very strong from left center across the diamond to the right field foul line. You can probably hear it in our headset. There's a ball pasted on the ground in the hole between third and short, rolling out to left. Single for Byerly of Tri-Village. And the Patriots have runners at first and second with two out here in the top of the first. Three hits off Ruenkamp in the top of the initial frame.
All those hits very well placed. Jack, like we talked about, this is where you have to make the routine plays. They've already done that twice. They have two outs. Can't panic here. Get the next out. You're out of this, no matter how many are on.
Tri-Village has tagged the ball sharply here in the opening half inning. Here's a first pitch thrown to the batter who swings, grounds to third. Nice play by the third baseman for the Redskins, Alex Rose, who shoots the throw to Carly Gubo. Out, and Tri-Village is finished in the top of the first. Patriots get a run on three hits. We go to the bottom of the first. Tri-Village 1, Fort Loramie coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
The Fort Loramie softball team comes to bat here in the bottom of the first, trailing Tri-Village by a score of 1-0. Initial hitter for the Redskins, Laney Barhorse, 383 on the year. Center fielder hits from the right side. First pitch is high for ball one. The hurler for Tri-Village is sophomore Elizabeth Poling, and she has sparkled on the season. She has been very good all campaign long. She has won 22 games on the bump, 22-0.
That second pitch there was a little too high for even Burke to get, though. Went to the backstop.
Yep, sure did. ERA of 1.86, 123 strikeouts, only 25 bases on balls from Poling. And it's two balls and a strike, two and one count on Barhorse to start.
She got that third one in there. That was a good pitch.
Wind now blowing pretty much in from center. Barhorse swings, loops a blooper along the right field line, and moving into foul ground is the right fielder for Tri-Village, and she slides to the ground. She's out of my view. I don't think she caught it. Ball landed on the ground in foul territory. Two balls, two strikes, two and two on Barhorse. Claire Hoing to follow, then Autumn Turner. Infield for Tri-Village, Emma Greer at third, shortstop Cameron Osborne, second baseman Ty Mice, first baseman is Kirsten Wilcox, outfield left to right, Macy Howell in left, Ariana Baker in center, right fielder Miley Byerly, catcher Haley Burke, and the pitcher swings into action, it's Poling, and Barhorst hits it in the air back behind home plate. Catcher goes to the screen. It's out of play. Two and two on Barhorse for Fort Loramie, which trails 1-0 in the bottom of the first. As Tri-Village tagged Ruenkamp sharply in the first inning, the Patriots cranked out three hits, all of them solid base knocks, a double and two singles. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Barhorse, up over her head for ball three. Three and two, as two of the balls thrown by the pitcher Poling have been well out of the zone. It is jam-packed, spectators everywhere, bleachers full. Outfield fence is lined. A one row deep, two rows deep, and in dead center, three rows deep. Ball four out of the zone to Barhorst, and she walks. There's the tying run at first for Fort Loramie. And here's Claire Hoing. Hoing, 473 batter on the campaign. She has tagged three long balls. Barhorst gets a running secondary lead. The pitch to the plate is a ball. Throw down to first behind her. She's back in. Outfield is playing the hitter a little toward right. Hoing with excellent power to all fields. Third baseman sneaking up for Tri-Village. There's a high strike at the letters, and it's a ball, a strike, one and one on Hoing. That was close. On deck, Autumn Turner, the Fort Loramie shortstop. Turner, a 369 hitter on the year. Laney Barhorst at first for Fort Loramie. She walked to start the bottom of the inning. There's a high fastball lifted in the air, out of play to the right. A ball and two strikes, one and two on Claire Hoing, the Fort Loramie left fielder. What a crowd here for this game between Tri-Village and Fort Loramie, D4 regional semifinal. We expect the same for the second contest here today at 5 between Minster and Fayetteville Perry. And the 1-2 pitch is off the plate outside. It's 2-2, right height, but it missed the corner. And Hoing at 2-2, out of the box, steps back in.
Crowd size here from both of these schools really shows how much each community cares about high school sports.
Yes, for sure. delivery by Poling is sprayed foul over our heads alongside first. It's still 2-2. Bottom of the first inning, Tri-Village 1, Fort Loramie nothing. Redskins, first hitter aboard. Barhorst walked. It's 2-2 on Claire Hoing. Here is Elizabeth Poling whipping a change in there. Ball looped off the handle to short, and the runner on first for Fort Loramie is moving, and she's doubled up. Ball caught in the air by the Tri-Village shortstop, Cameron Osborne, and she flipped it onto the first baseman, Kirsten Wilcox, who easily double up Lainey Barhorst.
Unfortunate turn there for Fort Loramie. That was just a great reaching catch by Osborne there on that line drive.
Here's Autumn Turner stepping in for Fort Loramie with two down in the bottom of the first frame. Feet spread wide apart, and a pitch is buzzed in there. Swing and a miss by Turner. Strike one. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Turner. Outstanding year at the plate for Autumn, who's behind in the count now 0-2. Turner at 369, 38 safe hits on the campaign. Two out, no one on now for Fort Loramie as Barhorst was doubled up on the flare hit to short by Hoing that was snagged by the Tri-Village shortstop. She fired on the first, and the throw beat Barhorst back to the bag easily. There's a pitch upstairs, ball one, 1-2 on Autumn Turner of Fort Loramie. Bottom of the first inning, 1-0 Patriots over the Redskins. Poling throws a speed ball, flied in the air to right center, hit pretty well. Center fielder roaming over for Tri-Village, and she picks it off on the run. Nice play by Ariana Baker. Ball held up in the wind. Fort Loramie's out in the second, or I should say in the first. We go to the second. It's Tri-Village 1, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Well, the first hitter for Tri-Village in the top of the second inning is Kaylee Brandon, and she tops the ball, a chopper, slowly toward short, tough chance, and the batter runner is aboard at first. Ball hit only about 55 feet or so, but scored an infield single for Tri-Village, and on at first is Brandon, and here's Ariana Baker. Baker, the center fielder, is up. Tri-Village runner aboard at first. And the count 2-0 on Baker.
Fort Loramie game changer did charge that as an error on Rose at third base. I would tend to agree with that, Jack.
And the ball wound up rolling towards short. Rose got the tip end of her glove on it. There's a fly ball foul out of play on top of the Fort Loramie dugout to the right. We'll change our chicken scratching, make an erasure. Call that E5. Two balls a strike, 2-1 on the hitter Baker for Tri-Village. And the pitch of the plate gets away. No, it hits the batter.
Yes.
Hit batsman. Smacked on the left leg is Baker. She is hit by the pitch. And here is Macy Howell as Tri-Village, which left two runners on in the first, has the first two runners aboard here in the second, already leading 1-0. And here is the left fielder, Macy Howell. Runners at first and second. Is she bunting? Sure she is. It's tapped up the third baseline, fielded by Rose. Throw to first, yes, out. Good hustle play by Alex Rose. Runners advance for Tri-Village to second and third. Top of the order, it is Ty Mize. Mize steps in as she doubled to start the game off for Tri-Village along the left field line and eventually scored. A couple of ground outs later, Ruhenkamp on the bump for Fort Loramie, delivers low to Mize. It's ball one. Second and third for Tri-Village, one away after the players were moved up 60 feet on the sack bunt. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt of the Fort Loramie catcher, Jana Ruhenkamp. Jane and Kate, sisters. The ball is strike one and one right here. Kate needs to bear down and get a strike out of this hitter. Foul to the screen. It's 1-2. A ball and two strikes on Mize. 1-2. Second and third occupied for Tri-Village, which is up one zip. Top of the second. Fort Loramie got a base on balls in the bottom of the first. But then Laney Barhorst was doubled up on a looper to short that was caught. There's a ball ripped hard between the first and second baseman into right field. One run scores. Relay from first to home. And a safe play at the home plate. Throw might have been there in time. Tag a bit late.
Yes.
Good slide by the runner heading toward home as she slid through across the right-hand batter's box. Well done on the play by Ariana Baker to produce a second run on the base hit to right by Mize. A sharp single. Here's Emma Greer, and Tri-Village is taking a 3-0 lead. Emma Greer hits from the left side. She grounded out to second in the first. It's low and away for a ball, 1-0. So far in this game, through an inning and a third, Ruhenkamp has been stroked for 1, 2, 3, 4 base hits. They've all been tagged. Another runner reached via an error, another via being hit. Here's a high foul out of play between third and home. And let's see what has been ruled. The runner on first base for Tri-Village has been deemed by the first base umpire to have left just before the release of the pitch, and she is called out. It was a foul ball out of play to the left. Plate umpire enforces that call, and it's a hairline decision, but apparently in his mind it was clear cut.
Fort Loramie will take that.
The count is 1-2 now on Greer, who fouls off the mitt of the Fort Loramie catcher, a ball and two strikes.
And you know a good hitting team like Tri-Village are probably going to get some hits, so it's all about limiting the damage and getting to work at the plate yourself at this point.
Indeed. Two balls, two strikes. That pitch is upstairs, 2-2. Fort Loramie will have hitters 4, 5, and 6 in the bottom of the second. Tri-Village leads 3-0. The base runner at first erased. There's a ball hit hard to deep left. Left fielder for Fort Loramie retreats back near the fence. Can't get it. It's short hops, the left field screen. A long, long double off the bat of Emma Greer of Tri-Village. And that would have scored a fourth run.
Yes.
Had that runner at first not been called out for leaving too soon. Wow. Boy, Tri-Village is labeling up the baseball at the plate. Everything on the barrel. Here is Kirsten Wilcox, who is out short to first in the first inning. Ball one to her. A ball and no strikes, 1-0 in Wilcox. Runner at second is Greer. 3-0 Tri-Village, which has had 5 hits, 2 doubles, 3 singles in this game. High fastball, swing and a miss. Strike one, 1-1.
Patriots on the year are averaging an even 10 runs per game. We're seeing so far today just how good a hitting squad this is.
Yeah, in 15 contests, they have scored double digits, 10 or more. Fouled over the screen, a ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Wilcox. These first three hitters, Mize, Greer, Wilcox, hit 329, 487, and 500. On deck is Osborne at 480. There's a high fastball off the mitt of the Fort Laramie catcher. Runner moves up to third, makes the wide turn, hangs on. Wild pitch, 2-2 on Wilcox. A wild pitch, a passball, an error, a flare to the outfield, scores another. Fort Laramie can't afford to get too much further behind. Here's the delivery. Swing and a miss. And it's strike three. As the batter, Wilcox, tried to dig a low speed ball off the ground, couldn't reach it. Tri-Village out eventually here in the second. We go to the bottom of inning number two, Tri-Village 3, Fort Laramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
And welcome back to Northmont High School. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing. It's Division IV regional semifinal action. Fort Laramie Redskins, Tri-Village Patriots, 3-0 Tri-Village in front. Bottom of the second inning, and the Redskins hit. It is Carly Gubo, first baseman, 398 on the year. Swings at the first two offerings from Elizabeth Poling and comes up empty. Nothing into the count. Redskins need to start clawing away at this 3-0 deficit. Tall, rangy right-hand batter, Gubo. A late swing, strike three, she's out. Here comes Kate Ruhenkamp to the plate. Fort Laramie without a hit so far. Barhorst did walk in the first. No one on for the Redskins. Bottom of the second inning of this game. 3-0 in favor of Tri-Village. There's a ball dubbed up the third baseline. Foul right to Coach Brad Turner. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie, one of our outstanding sponsors here on Scores Broadcast. Here's the windup by Poling. The delivery to Ruhenkamp is grounded to third. Charging the third baseman for Tri-Village. She swoops it up. Here's the flip on to first from third baseman Emma Greer. Out. Two down for Fort Laramie here in the bottom of the second inning with Tri-Village leading 3-0. Here is Morgan Plyman, 493 on the season for Morgan. Tall, rangy right-hand batter. Poling on the bump for Tri-Village. Is not allowed a hit. Fires fastball above the waist. It's a strike. Nothing and one on the batter for Fort Laramie. Here's the windup by Poling. She swings into action. There's a pitch above the shoulders, and it's ball one, strike one, 1-1. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Your family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style. You will smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. Ball two, a little high to Morgan Plyman of Fort Laramie. Two down, Redskins. Bottom of the second, there's a pitch on the ground. Shoe top high. Count goes to 3-1. 3 balls and a strike on the hitter. Owner and stylist at Cutaway Styling Salon, Deb Gubo. Additional stylist, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson. Strike two called on Plyman, 3-2. Count goes full. On deck, Jana Ruenkamp. Here's the full count delivery by the pitcher, Poling. Fastball clubbed hard. Backhand play by the second baseman of Tri-Village. Beautifully done. The tie buys, who flips to first for the out. Oh, my goodness. Plyman was robbed. That ball was smoked. Nice job at second by Tri-Village's second baseman, Ty Mize, who turned to hit up the middle into and out. We played two here at Northmont. Tri-Village 3, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Hey, once again, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Ruenkamp back into action on the mound for Fort Loramie. New batter for Tri-Village to start the third. Chops a ground ball past Ruenkamp. It is bouncing over second into center field. A base knock. Single to center for Osborne, her second straight single in this game. 6 hits for the Patriots. They've had a runner aboard via an error, one-hit batsman. 4 singles, 2 doubles. Here's Miley Byerly with a runner at first. No one out in the third. Fly ball, left field, pretty well hit. Left fielder for the Redskins. Back one step, another, and it is snagged out there by the Redskins left fielder. Well done by Claire Hoyne. Runner at first for Tri-Village. Sneaks back to the bag. One down for the Patriots, who are hitting the ball very well against Fort Loramie. It's been a good hitting team all year long, Bryant. As we've noted, double digits in scoring in many games this season for the Patriots.
And they've continued it here so far today. Seeing the adjustments here that Ruenkamp is trying to make, looks like she's throwing more lower in the zone here as this game is going on.
Haley Burke, the catcher for Tri-Village, steps in. She's down a strike. Runner at first, one away for the Patriots. Top of the third. There's a ball muscled foul to the screen. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two.
Tri-Village did have one low-scoring tournament game. They beat Tri-County North 4-2 in a sectional final, but they put 17 runs up on Twin Valley South in a first-round game and then beat Southeastern 10-1 in a district final to advance.
Only loss back in March to Versailles, 10-9. There's a ball upstairs, pitched in there by Ruenkamp.
Tigers had another good season, as they often have in softball.
One ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Burke, Tri-Village catcher. She bounced to third her first time. There's a ball bounced on the ground up the middle. It hits the second base bag and kicks into center for a single. Base hit, Haley Burke, right back through the box. Osborne advances up to second. Two on, one out, Tri-Village. Here in the top of the third inning, Patriots lead Fort Loramie 3-0. Here's Kaylee Brandon with two aboard. One down. Brandon was safe on an error at third, committed by Fort Loramie back in the second inning. There's the pitch, and it's called a strike at the letters. Nothing and one, the count.
Patriots were undefeated, obviously, since that Versailles game was their only loss in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference this year. Tri-County North did have a good season in the league, Jack. They were 8-3.
There is a bunt attempt. It is popped up in the air just over the head of the hitter. Barely high enough to be ruled a foul pop-up, caught by the Fort Laramie catcher.
That was one of the more interesting that I've ever seen.
You don't see that very often. I think the judgment call by the plate umpire has got to be that the ball exceeds the height of the batter in order to be available to be caught for an out. Next hitter for Tri-Village. Skies one alongside first. Coming down toward home plate is the Fort Laramie first baseman, Carly Gubo, who snares it for the out.
Let's go.
So a short pop-up behind the plate caught by the Fort Laramie catcher, Jana Ruenkamp. Then a pop-up alongside first, snagged by Carly Gubo, and Tri-Village is out here in the third. We go to the bottom of the third. Fort Laramie needs to scrap back with a run or two. Tri-Village 3, Redskins nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the Village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
Many thanks to a fine sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Wisebridge Wealth Management, located in Sydney. Make the Wisebridge play. Make a big play with Wisebridge. Boy, there have been a couple of big hits, a couple of big plays at the plate in this game, but Tri-Village doubles by Ty Mize and Emma Greer, two of the seven hits in this game so far for Tri-Village. A couple of big plays by the Patriots. Hey, make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Well, the pitcher for Tri-Village, Elizabeth Poling, just delivered her best pitch of the game, a sinker to strike out Jana Ruenkamp on an 0-2 delivery. And then the next batter for the Redskins, Carissa Meyer, has just popped up to the right of the mound. And I think that was the second baseman for Tri-Village who came in and picked it off.
Correct. Mize.
A little pop to Mize. Ball hit weakly before Fort Laramie. Redskins without a base hit in this game. And here's Alex Rose. Rose ninth in the Fort Laramie order. 313 by way of average on the year. First pitch by Poling, a strike. Boy, she came in with a two-strike change to Jana Ruenkamp. Bottom fell out of it. Ruenkamp swung over the top. First ball hitting Meyer. Pop out on the infield. And down quickly is Rose. Nothing in two. No balls, two strikes. 3-0 Tri-Village here in the bottom of the third. Poling has the sign from her Patriots catcher, who is Haley Burke. And that one is cut on and whiffed by Rose. Good speed ball from the pitcher Poling. Fort Laramie up and out quickly in the bottom of the third. We go to the fourth. Game moving along fast at this point. Tri-Village 3, Fort Laramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The leadoff hitter for Tri-Village in the top of the fourth, Macy Howell. That's a slow roller to Alex Rose at third. She charges, scoops, whips a throw across the diamond to first, and it's picked off over there by Carly Gubo for the out. Howell retired 5-3. And here's Ty Mize, who's perfect on the day. 319 hitter on the year, double and a single so far for Tri-Village. And she looks at a ball after taking a strike. It's a 1-1 count. It is 3-0 Tri-Village over Fort Laramie, top of the fourth. Redskins yet to get a hit. Tri-Village plated one in the first, two in the second. There's a changeup lofted along the right field line. Fort Laramie giving chase, and it's not caught near the fence, foul territory beyond the dugout. Count a ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Mize. On deck, Emma Greer. Three zipper score, Tri-Village in the lead. Here is the windup, the pitch by Ruhenkamp. Mize looks at one, high and away, a ball. 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Mize. Clouds overhead at the moment, sun behind them. Wind blowing pretty much straight in now from center. It began the day blowing in from left or left center field. And now it's right in the hitter's faces. Mize hits a towering pop fly foul out of play over the bleachers to her right. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. One out for Tri-Village here in the top of the fourth. Patriots lead the Redskins 3-0. Ruhenkamp throws a high fastball in there, grounded to third, right at Rose, and she snatches it, flips a ball across the diamond to Gubo, and two good plays by Alex Rose for Fort Laramie at third base to start the fourth to retire the first two Tri-Village hitters. Here's Emma Greer. She has grounded out to second in this game and doubled. Greer swings from the left side, wears 13 on her back, and she hacks at the first pitch from Ruhenkamp and misses strike one. Top of the fourth, Tri-Village leads it 3-0, two away. There's a ground ball to second, roaming into the hole, second baseman for Fort Laramie, picked off on the play well by Jaden Rose, tosses on to first to Gubo for the out. Three ground balls, three good defensive plays by Fort Laramie here in the fourth. Patriots retired in order. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Game moving briskly along. Tri-Village 3, Fort Laramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J, Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years' experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigam.
The bottom of the fourth for Fort Loramie starts with Laney Barhorst. Second pitch hitting, pops along the third baseline toward the Tri-Village dugout, coming down toward the fence and catching on the dead run is the third baseman, Emma Greer. A heck of a defensive play to retire Barhorst. So far, Tri-Village getting the clutch base hits and making some difficult plays defensively. Here's Claire Hoyne. Barhorst had walked to start the game for Fort Loramie. She has been the only Redskins base runner. Hoying hitting second in this inning, second batter in the Fort Loramie lineup, fouls to the screen, and it's nothing and one on Claire Hoying. Fort Loramie needs base runners, down 3-0. Polling on the mound for Tri-Village has kept Fort Loramie batters off balance so far. There's a changeup, and it's dubbed right back to the mound off the end of the bat. It's at Poling's feet. She's got it. Tosses to first. Out. Two down. Hoying bounces out 1-3. Here's Autumn Turner. Hoying, by the way, had flared a ball to short in the air in the first inning. It was caught, and Barhorst was doubled up on that play. Here's Autumn Turner, third hitter for the Redskins, and she flied to fairly deep right center to end the first inning. She looks at a strike, let her high, outside corner, nothing and one on Autumn. Turner so far on the season hitting at a 369 clip. She's powered four homers over the fence. She's got 10 two-baggers. There's a ball and a strike, one and one on Turner. Through 3 2/3, Fort Loramie without a base knock against the offerings of Elizabeth Poling of Tri-Village, which leads 3-0. The windup, the pitch, misses low and in, a ball, 2-1 on Turner. On deck, Carly Gubo. Redskins need a base runner and a blast to cut this 3-0 deficit to 3-2. Here's the windup by Poling, the pitch to Turner. Up over her head, and it's ball 3-1. Poling's been ahead of most hitters in this game, Bryant. That's been an advantage
for
her.
Yes. She hasn't been overpowering.
Nope.
But she, like you said, has been able to get ahead. She, like we noted there in the first, was having trouble with control early, but she has been in control since then. Only one walk today.
Oh, there's a speed ball right down the middle. 3-1 pitch called strike two. 3-2 on Turner. Two out for Fort Loramie. Bottom of the fourth. Tri-Village in the lead. 3-0. Having scored a run in the first, two in the second. Poling to Turner. Fouled over the screen behind the plate. And it's still 3-2. Left fielder for Tri-Village extremely deep. Just about have to squint, or at least I do, to see the left fielder, Macy Howell. She is out there a good 190 feet from home plate. Wind blowing in from center, left center. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Turner from Poling. It is a fastball outside corner, knee high. Yes, strike three. Superb pitch by Turner. She hit the spot. Catcher framed it, and Turner was called out. We played four here at Northmont. Tri-Village 3, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Well, Redskins pitcher Kate Ruhenkamp starts off the fifth with a pitch right down the middle, and the hitter for Tri-Village, Kirsten Wilcox, powers a hard low line drive to short. It's caught off the dirt, snared right on her shoe tops. Nice play by Autumn Turner for the Redskins. It's ruled an out, not a trap. Clean catch, and Wilcox is retired. New hitter Cameron Osborne swings on the one-strike pitch and belts a long drive to deep right center. Will it get out of here? It is off the wall. No good. Didn't quite get over the fence, but it's a long double. Didn't mean to say no good. It's a good hit. That's what I should have said. I tell you what, Bryant, with no wind blowing in, that's a goner for sure.
Yes.
A long double to right center off the bat of Cameron Osborne of Tri-Village.
And she is now 3 for 3 on the day, two doubles.
Yep. Three safe hits for Osborne as the Fort Loramie outfielders were off and running on the crack of the bat. No chance to catch up to that one. A long two-base hit by Osborne off the fence in right center. One out, one strike. Byerly, the hitter, she singled and flown to left. Ruhenkamp pitches, pulled foul in the air over the third base dugout. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two on Byerly, the hitter here for Tri-Village. Top of the fifth inning, one away. Patriots lead the Redskins 3-0. There's a high fastball looped in the air to second. Fort Loramie second baseman, 1-2-3 steps into the outfield. Caught by Jaden Rose. Two down now for Tri-Village on the pop to second. So a ball hit in the air on a line to short to Turner, followed by a long double by Cameron Osborne. And then a ball flared on the back edge of the infield, which was caught by the second baseman for Fort Loramie. And the third out is recorded here as the new hitter, Haley Burke, rolls one toward third. Rose charging in front of the shortstop, makes the play, and out at first base. Alex Rose, nice dash into the middle of the diamond. And Tri-Village is retired quickly. Despite the double, Patriots don't score. We go to the bottom of the fifth, starting to get late for Fort Loramie. Patriots 3, Redskins nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats.
Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey-gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
So many thanks to a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Oil Company provides gasoline and diesel fuels along with motor oil to farms, home heating, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. And Schaefer Propane offers to farms propane, offers propane to home heating, to businesses as well, and trucking companies. So many thanks to Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. Route 66, south edge of Fort Loramie. It is now a four-generation business. The legacy continues among the Schaefers at Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane, as many of the great-grandkids already have become a part of the business. Leadoff hitter for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the fifth inning, Carly Gubo, smacks a ground ball to the third baseman Emma Greer of Tri-Village. She skips off to her left, gloves, throws to first, out. Caught by the first baseman Wilcox, who records the putout, assist by Greer. One down for Fort Loramie. Redskins have gone through 13 outs in this game without a hit. Gubo retired to start the bottom of the fifth. Here's Kate Ruenkamp. Here's the windup, the pitch to Varhorst. High fly ball in the air to right. It's not deep. Inner tracks, the right fielder, Byerly, camping under it, has it for the out. Two gone for the Redskins here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Tri-Village leads it by a score of 3-0. Here's Morgan Plyman stepping in. Ruenkamp, the previous hitter, had grounded to third a first time up. Then this fly ball to right. Now Morgan Plyman out on a ground ball to second. 3-0 lead, Tri-Village, bottom of the fifth. Two down, Redskins. Fort Loramie down to seven outs. Swing, ground ball to short. 1-2-3 hops. As Plyman hits it to the glove side of the shortstop, Cameron Osborne, nice play by her, throws a strike to the first baseman, Wilcox. And Fort Loramie's up and out in order quickly in the fifth. We go to the sixth. It's Tri-Village in the lead over Fort Loramie, 3-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Tri-Village comes calling, top of the sixth, leading 3-0. Here's Kaylee Brandon, the designated player. She hits for pitcher Elizabeth Poling, who has sparkled. She's been dazzling on the mound in this game, has no hit Fort Loramie through five. In fact, she has faced Bryant, the minimum number of hitters, 15. Isn't that amazing?
Fort Laramie has not gotten a base runner since that first walk of the game.
Yep.
It's been a great effort. And as we noted, Poling was high, throwing a lot of high pitches at that point, quickly got under control, and Fort Laramie has struggled since then.
Two balls, one strike, 2-1, and Tri-Village's first batter here in the top of the sixth. Patriots lead 3-0. It's Kaylee Brandon, who swings and smacks a line drive between short and the second base bag into center for a hit. First hit of this game for Brandon. And as you look down through the scorebook, Tri-Village, 3 hits in the first, a couple more in the second, 2 in the third. A base knock in the previous inning, the fifth. A hit to start the sixth. It has been an offensive onslaught. Fortunately, Fort Laramie has given up just 3 runs. There's a pop foul behind home plate. It's not caught. Lands near the screen. No balls, a strike on the new hitter for Tri-Village, the center fielder, Ariana Baker.
And 9 hits total for the Patriots. 4 of which have been extra base hits.
No balls, a strike, nothing and one on Baker. Runner at first, Brandon. Fort Laramie can ill afford to give up any more. Wind up by Ruenkamp. High fastball, a ball, a strike, 1-1. Don't forget, first pitch at 5, second game of our regional semifinal doubleheader here today. Minster and Fayetteville Perry to follow. Two outstanding hurlers on the mound in that game. We figured with the wind blowing in and good pitching here in game one, we would see a low-scoring contest. That has been the case. Tri-Village has managed to produce its fair share of hits, as Bryant just noted, 9. 3 runs for Tri-Village. Fort Laramie is within striking distance, but the Redskins have yet to get a base hit. There's a ball ripped foul. It missed the third base bag by a foot. A ball, 2 strikes, 1-2 on the hitter for Tri-Village, Ariana Baker. 1 out Patriots, the visitors on the scoreboard here in the top of the sixth, 3-0 lead. Here's the windup, the pitch by Ruenkamp, high out of the zone. Count goes to 2-2. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport, a new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. If you want your car looking darn near brand new again, go to Hyatt's Details and Rentals. High pop fly foul over the concession stand to the left, out of play. Count remains 2-2. Hyatt's Details and Rentals can refresh and revitalize your vehicle the way you want it. Hyatt's will make a positive difference in how your car rides, looks, and feels. We will refresh your car the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. There's a ball topped on one, bounce to short. No, it's caught in the air by Turner. Turner spears it, throws to first, double play. Turner snared it, picked it off before it grazed the dirt. Good play by Autumn. She whipped the strike to Gubo, winds up being a double play. Two away for the Patriots in the top of the sixth. And this brings up Macy Howell. She's had a sack, bunt, and grounded to third so far. Ruenkamp delivers to the left-hand batter high for a ball, 1-0. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. And the tinting and ceramic services are absolutely outstanding. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from a variety of shades for a sleek look and added privacy. Cars, motorcycles, trucks, tractors, boats, buses, Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport does it all for anything on wheels. Count 2 balls and a strike, 2-1 on Howell. 2 out for Tri-Village here in the top of the sixth inning. Patriots lead the Redskins by a count of 3-0. Good play by Turner against the previous batter for Tri-Village. Picked off the infield blooper. down below her knees, doubled up the runner at first. The count, two balls and a strike. 2-1 on Howell here for Tri-Village in the top of the sixth inning. Boy, since the second frame of this contest, the tilt has moved along very expeditiously. 3-1 pitch is high and away, ball four, hitter walks. Well, the lineup turns over now for Ty Mize, who's doubled, singled, grounded to third for the Patriots. She has excelled here at the plate. Here is Ruhenkamp, striding on the rubber, swings into action. There's a low speed ball, lofted in the air down the right field line, beyond the dugout, foul, out of play, as the wind blows even harder. Gusting up to, what would you guess right now, Bryant? 25, maybe, at times?
I think it's approaching at 20, 25, yes. And it's coming at us a lot of the time.
Yep, it sure is.
At us.
It is.
Here, right near first base.
Ruhenkamp on the ground with that pitch. It's a ball, a strike, 1-1 to Mize, with two out for Tri-Village here in the top of the sixth. 3-0 lead for the Patriots over the Redskins. First pitch, 5 o'clock, second game of our regional semifinal doubleheader, Minster and Fayetteville Perry. There's a ball up, 2-1 on Mize. That phone number for Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport, 937-295-5268, 295-5268. We will put a smile on your face and a professional shine on your car. The best and most popular vehicle detailing service 50 miles around, Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. 3-1 delivery to Mize from Ruhenkamp, the Fort Laramie pitcher. Zips it in there. It is eye level. Ball four, Walker. Runners at first and second for Tri-Village. Here's Emma Greer. Greer has grounded to second and doubled so far in this game. In fact, grounded to second twice, and Fort Laramie can ill afford to give up any more runs here. Trailing by a 3-0 count, two out for Tri-Village, two on in the top of the sixth inning, Brian.
And that is exactly why Brad Turner's out there talking it over with everyone in the circle right now. Fort Laramie has given a great effort in this, Jack. They've really made nice defensive plays to limit the damage. But when you're struggling to hit as much as they have been, a 3-0 gap is pretty big to overcome. We will see what the Redskins can come up with here in these next two innings at the plate. Obviously, assuming you get the third out here.
Especially given how well Poling is pitched for Tri-Village. She is tossing a no-hitter through five. Back to action here in the top of the sixth for the Patriots. Two on, two out.
And again, it was a leadoff walk to start this game. Otherwise, she'd be having a perfect game.
First pitch, a called strike to the new batter for Tri-Village. Runners aboard at first and second. Greer cuts from the left side. Here is Ruhenkamp, winding, firing. Ball pasted toward third, in the glove of Rosen, out. Then it rolls behind her. It is in foul ground about 10 feet behind the bag. Recovery made by Turner. All hands are safe.
As you noted about Poling, too, she's only faced the minimum number of batters, and that is because after that walk, there was a double play. Poling lined right into a double play. That's when Osborne made that great reaching catch at shortstop.
And infield single here, given to Greer. Ball off the glove of Rose at third. They're loaded for Tri-Village. Two out in the sixth inning. Here is Wilcox. She has popped to short, grounded to short, and struck out. Only a couple batters in the lineup for Tri-Village have not reached base in this game. Pitch by Ruhenkamp, foul to the screen, and ball a strike. Boy, Fort Laramie needs to get out of this inning with a zero on the board for Tri-Village. Patriots are up 3-0, top of the sixth. Sacks are clogged, they're loaded. Two away, 1-1 count. Here on the batter, Wilcox, first baseman for Tri-Village. Big, tall right-hand batter swings, hums a line drive to left. Left fielder charging for the Redskins. Caught by Claire Hoying. She darted in from deep left and speared it as she was motoring toward the diamond. Fine play by Hoying. Tri-Village retired in the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth, 3-0 Tri-Village over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Jane Ruhenkamp steps in to start the bottom of the sixth for the Redskins, and she hits a little pop-up to the second baseman for Tri-Village, and one out is recorded. The following hitter, Carissa Meyer, rips the first hit of the game for Fort Loramie. She drives it hard up the gap into left center, a long two-bagger for Carissa Meyer. Boy, she smoked that ball. First hit for the Redskins to break up the no-no. And now another base runner for Fort Loramie would bring the tying run to the plate. Here is Alex Rose, Meyer at second, as Carissa exploded on that swing and jacked one to left center.
As we talked about, Jack, this is a very veteran team. Meyer, one of several seniors on this team.
A little number out in front of the plate, and the catcher pounces on it, throws to first, out. Runner Meyer moves up to third. Was that ball clearly bunted by Rose?
Yes.
Runner at third now for Fort Loramie with two out in the bottom of the sixth. It is a 3-0 game. Rose obviously trying to generate a bunt single. Yes, she moved the runner up to third base, but Fort Loramie's down 3. Tri-Village got its out at first, second out of the inning. Two out, Fort Loramie, bottom of the sixth. Tri-Village 3, Redskins nothing. Back to the top of the order. Here's Lainey Barhorst, 380 clip, batting average on the year. Swings, ground ball to third. Third baseman, one hop, fields cleanly. Greer fires across the diamond, out at first base. So the Redskins produce nothing, despite the double by Meyer with one out. First hit of this game for Fort Loramie. It came here in the sixth. We go to the seventh. 3-0 lead, Tri-Village on scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. Scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
The first hitter for Tri-Village here in the top of the seventh loops a fly ball along the right field line, and Fort Laramie's right fielder comes toward the foul stripe. Meyer hauls it in on the go. It was Carissa who doubled to left center, and she notched Fort Laramie's first hit in the bottom of the sixth here. She catches a fly to right along the line. Second pitch of the top of the seventh inning is fouled long and deep down the left field line. Out of play, strike. Byerly, the right fielder, steps in. Osborne, the previous hitter, retired on the fly to right. Byerly's been out twice, has singled once. What about 9, maybe 10 hits in this game for Tri-Village, Bryant? They're approaching double digits in that department.
They're at 10 right now.
That's what I thought. Pitch to Byerly low in the dirt. A ball, a strike, 1-1 Tri-Village here in the top of the seventh.
Now that one got away from Ruin Cam. She had a laugh about that.
Well, Redskins have one last opportunity in the bottom of the seventh, down 3. As the pitcher for Tri-Village has faced one over the minimum. She has faced 19 batters through 6. Ball pulled foul to the left. 1-2. 1-2 on Byerly. We'll give credit where it's due here in just a moment. Boy, the plays of this game have been made on the mound by the Tri-Village pitcher. She has been exceptionally good, Elizabeth Poling. She's been our Wisebridge player so far. There's a little pop-up fouled along the third baseline. Catcher for Fort Laramie has it momentarily in the air, but can't hang on. Jana Ruenkamp had it in the mitt for a brief instant, not long enough to be ruled possession. And it's a foul ball, strike 2, 1-2, one out, Tri-Village here in the top of the seventh inning. Miley Byerly is looking at this next pitch from Ruenkamp, and it's yanked foul to the third base coach, Mr. Mead, down there, elementary principal in the Tri-Village district. The assistant to Tri-Village head coach Emily Osborne, who said before the game this has been her best team of 4 by far at Tri-Village. Change-up fouled over the press box and concession stand to the left, still 1-2. Great thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a longtime underwriting sponsor, Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. There's a high chopper, middle of the diamond. Second baseman for Fort Laramie charges. Late throw to first, safe. Good effort on the play by Jaden Rose, but she went in behind the pitching circle, threw across her body, couldn't get much on it. Good wheels from Byerly. Infield single. Hit number 11 for Tri-Village in this game. Here's Haley Burke, the catcher. She singled and bounced to third twice. Fouled over the screen behind home plate, nothing and one. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Two strikes on the batter, Burke for Tri-Village. One out, one on. Burke squibs a foul out of play along the first base line. And the count is nothing and two. No balls, two strikes on Burke. The winner of this game advances on to a regional final on Friday at 5 against the team victorious in game two here today. 5 o'clock first pitch. Minster, Fayetteville, Perry. Winding is ruined, Camp, and it plucked the batter on the left forearm. Hit batsman, two on for Tri-Village. Tri-Village Patriots were retired in order in the fourth, and that is the only inning in this game in which Tri-Village has gone down 1-2-3. Base runners galore for the Patriots, who have two on with one out here in the top of the seventh, leading Fort Loramie 3-0. The pitcher for Tri-Village, Elizabeth Poling, has one hit Fort Loramie to this point. Ground ball in the hole between third and short. Autumn Turner roams to her right. Great play. Throw to first to Gubo. Got the runner at first base. Nicely done by Turner. Runners advance to second and third. Play goes 6-3. Off the bat of Brandon, here's Ariana Baker, center fielder for Tri-Village, with two out and two on at second and third.
All those base runners, Jack, in addition to the 11 hits, Roenkamp has also walked two and hit two batters with a pitch. That's 15 total on for the Patriots.
This pitch is low and in for a ball, 1-0 on Baker. Two out, two on. Boy, Fort Loramie has got to get through the top of the seventh without Tri-Village doing any more damage. There's a ball powered hard, deep left field, down the line, in the corner. It is fair by about 15 feet. It hops against the fence. It's a two-run double. Ariana Baker stroked one hard. She ripped it, turned on the inside pitch, and drilled it just to the right of the foul pole, off the fence and left. Two more score for Tri-Village. A long two-bagger for Baker, and the Patriots now lead it 5-0.
Hoying had a chance for that out and left, ran over to it, dove for it, just missed it.
Here is the left-hand batter, Macy Howell, steps in. Interesting how Fort Loramie sets up its outfield defensively. Left fielder Claire Hoying is playing a real deep third base on the edge of the grass along the left field line against the left-hand batter, who will slap the ball that way occasionally. And the count is nothing and one. Nothing and one on Howell. She sacrificed, grounded to third, and walked. There's a ball ripped into center field hard. Center field for Fort Loramie retreats and picks it off. Lainey Barhorst went back to her right, made an over-the-shoulder grab to retire Tri-Village, which played it two more here in the top of the seventh. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It is Tri-Village 5 and Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Elizabeth Poling of Tri-Village has thrown a sparkling one-hitter, and she begins the bottom of the seventh with a strike. And then Claire Hoying rifles one to deep left center field for the Redskins, and it's up against the fence. It's a two-bagger for Hoying, to start the bottom of the seventh inning, and now those two runs by Tri-Village, Bryant, in the top of the seventh look mighty big.
Yes, they do. When you get the first batter in scoring position, three runs would have been a lot easier to overcome than five.
Right. No
question. We've seen crazier things before in games. We'll have to see what Fort Laramie can do here to try to make this rally.
Here is Autumn Turner, who looks at a strike, a speed ball above the belt on the outside corner. Nothing in one on Autumn.
Jack, you were telling me recently, what was it, a Fairmont softball game, Division I tournament game? It was a crazy seventh inning.
Yep, Lakota East, Fairmont district final. Lakota East led 11-2, top of the seventh. Fairmont scored 10, seven of them after two outs. Went ahead 12-11. Lakota East scored the runs in the top of the seventh against Fairmont, which went behind by one. 10-run rally by East. Fairmont got two on, bottom of the seventh with no out, didn't score, and lost 12-11. That happens, what, once in a lifetime?
Yes. Now the Redskins got to try for some of that similar magic at the plate here.
One ball, two strikes on Turner. Fastball just missed off the outside corner. Patriots fans wanted it. No dice, 2-2. Plate umpire shrugged his shoulders. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Turner. Fort Laramie needs another base runner here. One on, none out. Bottom of the seventh. Tri-Village leads 5-0. Hard ground ball back up the middle. Hopping over second base into center. A hit. Right through the box for Turner. Stopping at third is Claire Hoing. Runners at first and third for Fort Laramie. No one out here in the bottom of the seventh. Tri-Village in the lead 5-0. It's conference time. Here comes head coach Emily Osborne to the mound for Tri-Village, and we've got a pitching change upcoming. F&M Bank is here to help you earn more with our newest checking account, Loyalty Rewards Checking. Visit an F&M branch or apply online and experience unlimited transactions, free debit card, ATM fee refunds, and free online and mobile banking at F&M, Farmers and Merchants, formerly Peoples. It is your local community bank that rewards you for being loyal. Offices in Sydney, Urbana, and in Jackson Center, where you will experience hands-on, open communication. Loyalty Rewards Checking at F&M earns up to 5.55% APY on balances up to $25,000. Open your new F&M Bank account today, locally, or online at fm.bank. That's fm.bank. Member FDIC.
Jack, I don't know that many pitchers throw as good of a game as Poling and then get yanked so quick in the seventh.
Yep, she may have been judged to have gotten awfully tired, according to the coaching staff at Tri-Village, as Fort Laramie did smack a couple of base knocks, a double and a single, to start the bottom of the seventh. So Emily Osborne, just to be safe, removes her pitcher. And let's check the...
This is Greer, who has entered the circle, a freshman.
Yep, Emma is the third baseman normally. Emma on the bump, gets a foul strike off to the left.
She has pitched 22 innings this year, has 29 strikeouts. With a low inning count, her ERA is a bit inflated at 6.36.
Yep, she's ahead, no balls, two strikes. Nothing in two on Gubo. Runners at first and third for Fort Laramie. No one out, bottom of the seventh. Redskins trail 5-0. There is a high changeup. Ooh, it was close. A ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Gubo, who has struck out and grounded to third so far in this game. Pitch by Greer. Tap foul right at home plate. Count remains 1-2. No out for Fort Laramie. Boy, a base hit here would make it a 5-1 game. Two runners would be aboard. New hitter would represent the fourth run. On-deck hitter, the fifth. Of course, I'm looking well down the line. Change up, swung on, and missed. What a pitch by Greer. Gubo way out in front.
Yeah, that was.
Huge strikeout. Beersgate Ruin Camp stepping in. Ground ball to third, fly ball to right. Redskins need a base runner to keep the inning going. 5-0 Tri-Village, bottom of the seventh. Here's the windup, the pitch, strike right down the middle, nothing and one.
Kate Ruinkamp was big at the plate against Covington in a district final last Saturday, 3-for-5 with one double. She has helped herself out a lot at the plate this year.
Windup by Greer, change up, yeah, strike two. Good looking pitch, that's her bread and butter so far, nothing and two. That off speed has been deceptive. One out, Fort Loramie. Bottom of the seventh, runners in the corners. Low change up a ball. Well placed by the pitcher. Sun shining brightly overhead. Plenty of blue sky. Puffy white cumulus clouds. No chance of rain until maybe later on tonight. And that's the good news.
That's turned into a beautiful afternoon here in Englewood. Or Clayton, I should say this technically is.
1-2 pitches. Scalded foul right over our heads alongside first. 1-2 on Ruinkamp. Again, so many thanks to F&M Bank, new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. F&M, Farmers and Merchants, formerly Peoples. Change up, pulled foul, out of play to the left against the fence beyond the Tri-Village dugout at third. A ball, two strikes, 1-2, one out for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the seventh. Tri-Village on top, 5-0, a dozen hits in this game for the Patriots. They have hit the ball hard. They have really stung it all afternoon. There's a changeup again, fouled at home plate. Count remains, a ball, two strikes, 1-2. First pitch, second game of our regional semifinal doubleheader is at 5. Minster, Fayetteville, Perry. Minster most all year long, number one in the state in D4 softball. There's a speed pitch upstairs, ball 2-2-2 on Ruinkamp. Claire Hoying, who doubled, is at third. Autumn Turner, who singled, is at first. There's a ball hit to the third baseman. A throw to second for a force. Relay to first, not in time. Runner for the Redskins, hold, stays put at third. Play goes 5-4 on the force. And here's Morgan Plyman. Two down, runner still at first and third for Fort Loramie to go along with excellent hitting at the plate. Tri-Village has been efficient defensively, executing nicely.
Yeah. And they came close to a double play there. It was close at first.
Here's Morgan Plyman, runners at first and third.
Really solid performance by the Patriots. They have not committed an error today.
Plyman with ground outs to second and short. Brief conference on the mound at the moment. Opportunity for us to highlight one of our fine sponsors for you. As Plyman steps out of the box, and she is now back in, ready to hit. Swing and a miss, strike one. Two out for Fort Loramie, bottom of the seventh inning. 5-0 Tri-Village in the lead. Patriots have excelled on this regional semifinal afternoon at Northmont. Pitch by Greer, change up down in the zone. Cutting over the top is Plyman, strike two. Boy, that has been a great pitch for Greer. She came in from third base in this inning and has been stellar on the mound. High fastball up top, a ball, two strikes, 1-2. She wasted that one. 1-2 on Plyman. Two out for Fort Loramie. Bottom of the seventh, two runners aboard. Tri-Village on top, 5-0. Change up, tap to third. It is fumbled by the third baseman. Here's a late throw to first, and it is an out call. Plyman retired by less than a half step. Third baseman muffed it for Tri-Village. Held onto the ball for a brief instant and got the out at first just barely in the nick of time. Fort Loramie not pleased with the call, but I think it was the right one. It was tight. Out is made at first, and Fort Loramie ends the seventh. No runs, two hits, as Tri-Village records the shutout here in the regional semifinal at Northmont. 5-0 over Fort Loramie. Let's give credit where it's due, Bryant, and highlight the pitching of Elizabeth Poling of Tri-Village. Boy, she made the pitches. She made the plays on the mound.
Yeah, great outing. She went out without an out in the seventh, so she finishes 6 innings, gave up 3 hits, struck out 4, walked 1. Greer struck out 1 in the seventh.
And Poling and Greer made the pitches. They made the plays of this game. They made the Wisebridge plays. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
5-0. Our final score is Tri-Village defeats Fort Loramie here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Gives us the opportunity before wrapping up our broadcast to highlight one of our new underwriting sponsors, which is A&M Pallet, located in Rushi. At first, way back in 1986, A&M repaired broken pallets for one customer. Today, 200 customers. We specialize in recycling pallets at A&M. We buy and repair them, give them a second life. If you've got any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M Pallet a call at 937-295-3093, 295-3093. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level spots available on shift number 1, Monday through Thursday, from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Bryant, we'll return with more. Summarize our game today, won by Tri-Village over Fort Loramie, and also salute the Redskins seniors when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Well, we'd like to salute Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. Don't forget, new subdivision, Lakeside, being developed by Wygant in Fort Loramie. For information on available lots, phone 419-628-3107. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Check out the lots available in Lakeside in Fort Loramie, being newly developed by Wygant, 419-628-3107. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, located in Rushi. As the wind continues to blow, it's now 30-35 miles an hour, gusting in from center, left center field. And here for an instant, Bryant, I have had my ad copy blow away, everything flapping in the wind.
Yeah, it has been a windy day, and that probably robbed Tri-Village of one potential home run in the game today. But as you were talking about, Jack, they hit the ball hard all throughout the game, finished with 12 hits on the afternoon, four of which were extra base hits.
5-0, Tri-Village defeats the Fort Loramie Redskins. Fort Loramie had a marvelous season, 22-10 by way of record. Kate Ruenkamp, a senior, Jaden Rose, a senior, Carly Gubo, a 12th grader, Morgan Plyman, a senior, Alex Rose, a senior, Ava Stewart graduates, also Ashley Hess, a senior, Carissa Meyer, and Ashlyn Eilerman, all seniors. And head coach Brad Turner has a core of fine players coming back next season.
Ruenkamp was the Shelby County Athletic League Player of the Year. She had a 2.53 ERA coming into today and had 168 strikeouts on the year. Great season. She also had a great season on the plate, which helped her earn her SCAL Player of the Year honor. She had a .333 batting average entering today and a .385 on-base percentage.
Tri-Village Patriots averaging better than 10 runs per game. Hit the ball very hard here today. 12 clean hits for Tri-Village en route to this regional semifinal win over Fort Loramie by a score of 5-0. Hey, the Village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and across the U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool manufacturing, special grinds, tool resharpening, all at a fraction of the replacement cost. We also do all kinds of machining and precision grinding. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists in various entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, please take part in the coverage of high school sports right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. If you can't attend the big game, join O'Reilly and Scores Broadcast for all of the exciting action. Stars of this game, clearly for Tri-Village, it's got to be Elizabeth Poling on the bump.
Yes, not even a contest there. Terrific game. She only gave up one hit through the first six innings, and that first hit she gave up came in the sixth. Am I remembering that correctly, Jack?
Yes.
Was the sixth. So none through the first five. Finished with three hits, struck out four, walked one, was very efficient today. And that one walk was the first batter of the game, never walked another batter the rest of the time she was in the circle.
Carissa Meyer got the first hit of this game for Fort Loramie. It came with one out in the sixth inning. Redskins had gone an out deep in the sixth before registering their first hit as Carissa spanked it hard to deep left center field. She is our Clancy star of the game for Fort Loramie. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's in Fort Loramie, or I should say in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
That is Clancy's in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's. Our stars of this game, again, brought to you by Clancy's. Carissa Meyer for Fort Laramie dodged the first hit for the Redskins. It came in the sixth that broke up the no-no. A long double to deep left center field by her and Elizabeth Poling. She pitched deep into this game for Tri-Village and gave up a total of three hits. She was dazzling on the mound, had Fort Laramie off balance all afternoon. 5-0 win by the Patriots. Hey, would you believe 15% off everything in the store at Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike? Well, that's correct. Century brand hand tools, always a bargain as well. Made in America, lifetime warranty. They are 15% off. Big savings on solid wood, raised panel cabinets, white and gray shaker cabinets are half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yankst you heard about his Pro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. We make buying hardware easy at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Redskins wind up 22-10 on the year. Tri-Village advances on now to, what, 24-1 by way of record?
Brian? That is correct, and they'll try for 25-1 on Friday in the regional final against the winner of Fayetteville Perry and Minster. Looking forward to seeing that one here. That one will start in about an hour and 20 minutes, and we'll have a little break before the games, and we'll be back on at about 4:20.
Yep, first pitch at 5. Minster, Fayetteville Perry, second regional semifinal here today. And as Bryant noted, 4:20, 4:25, we will be on the air with our pregame. Many thanks to our great online listeners. We had a flock of them here today. Those folks who are still working in the business community somewhere joined us, and we appreciate you tuning in. Great coverage, tremendous listenership. Thanks to Bryant alongside Color Stats On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer temporarily bidding you good afternoon from here at Northmont. Talk to you once more at 4:25 p.m. before Minster and Fayetteville Perry. 5-0 Tri-Village over Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.